this goes to Stephanie, Stephanie, Boring, B like boy, O-R-I-N-G, P-A-C, fix 866-419-3504. Regarding Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Nickerson, N-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth, August 4th of 1947. Dear Miss Boring, this is a consultation for Mrs. Nickerson, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, noted since July of 2023, proteinuria and proteinuria. Mrs. Nickerson has no current complaints. She did have a kidney ultrasound that was done March 14th of 2024, when renal function was noted to be lower than normal, and it showed that the right kidney was 7.3 centimeters. No cysts or masses were noted. Left kidney was 8.1 centimeters, and there was a possible cyst that was about 1.3 centimeters, possibly complex. So the kidney ultrasound was repeated 2/28 of 25. Actually, it was repeated 3/4 of 25. And the right kidney was essentially unchanged, possibly a little smaller depending on technician differences of interpreting the findings and measuring them. Right kidney was 6.8 centimeter and the left kidney was 8.6 centimeter without any cysts or masses present. There was mild dilation of both collecting systems, and that was present on the 2024 exam. She currently has no cysts. She has not passed any unusual urine, no bloody urine, no cloudiness, no dysuria, no back pain, no headaches or syncopal episodes, no dizziness, no dyspnea or sputum production, and she did quit smoking last year. Prior to that, she was only smoking 2 cigarettes a day, but she was able to quit completely 1 year ago. She does have recurrent problems with diarrhea and blood in the stool secondary to ulcerative colitis. She often has to use oral steroids as well as steroid enemas to treat that. Nothing has recently occurred. She's always been a very thin person, and the only time she weighed more than 100 pounds in her life was when she was pregnant with both of her boys. And then she lost the weight immediately and stays in the 90 to 100 pound range usually. No edema or claudication symptoms. No unusual rashes. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, low back pain, a history of compression fracture, COPD from many years of smoking, remote history of rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, a history of edema of the lower extremities, none currently, ulcerative colitis with constipation as the predominant symptom, proteinuria, hiatal hernia. There was a history of CHF, and she had pneumonia, which resulted in sepsis several years ago. Past surgical history, she's had a fusion of her cervical spine. Tonsils and adenoids have been removed. She's had sinus surgery. She had a cardiac catheterization about 15 years ago that was essentially normal. No stents were needed, no angioplasty. And she's had colonoscopies. Social history, she quit smoking in 2024. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and lives alone, and she runs a cleaning service still. Family history is significant for heart disease, stroke, hypertension, glaucoma, COPD, and she had a brother who had end-stage renal failure with a kidney transplant, and that was thought to be secondary to heart problems since he had rheumatic fever as a young child. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. drug allergies. She's allergic to iodine contrast dye, medications. She's on Aprizo, APRISO, 0.375 grams once daily, amlodipine, 5 milligram daily, Crestor, 40 milligram daily, Xanaflex, 2 milligram daily as needed for back pain, Tramadol, 50 milligram daily as needed for pain, Colace, 100 milligram twice a day as needed for constipation, Protonix, 40 milligram daily, and then mesylamine enemas, up to 4 a day when needed for ulcerative colitis flares. Antivert is 25 milligram every 8 hours as needed for dizziness. Multivitamin daily. Potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalent once daily. And she does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight 94 pounds, pulse was 84, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 126 over 64, tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, tonsils are absent, uvula midline. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities, no unusual rashes. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 27th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.13, estimated GFR is 50. 12.9 of 24, creatinine 1.69, the GFR dropped to 31. 7.24, 24, creatinine 1.07, GFR 54. June 18th of 24, creatinine 1.06, GFR 54. February 1st, 24, creatinine 1.1, GFR 52. July 10th of 23, creatinine was 1.3, GFR 43. And 227 of this year, calcium is 9.8, sodium 137, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.8, protein to creatinine ratio, a non-nephrotic range of 0.43. Hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels over the last 2 years. And 2, proteinuria with non-nephrotic range protein loss. She will have lab studies done every 3 months, and we'll check an intact parathyroid hormone. She should continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.